Zechtes Makar is Daf Hey, two lines from the top of Daf Hey and Aleph, and the Mishnah begins Mishal Shemim Mamin ve'im Mishal Shemim Makar. And if Edom testified that Reuben is chayv to pay $1,000 to Shimon, and they are Nimsu Zomim, and they become Edom Zomim, then of course there's an Einish of Kasha Zomam, and the Mishnah teaches us that that Einish will be split between all the Edom. And for example, if there are only two Edom, then they would split it 50-50, and each one would have to pay $500 to Reuben. But if there would be three Edom, then each of the Edom would only be required to pay $333 to Reuven. However, if the Edom testified that Reuven committed an Issa Dereisa, where it'd be Chayim Malkus, and then it's Nimsu Zaymim, then it doesn't make a difference how many Edom there are. In all cases, all the Edom would be Chayim Malkus Abayim, and they would not split up the Malkus. And on Daf Gimel and Aleph, when the Gemara previously brought this Lashon, Rashi already explained the Lashon of Mishalshin, Im Shloisha Edom Hayina Oyaba, Mishalshin Beinein, the Bezin Nasin Sholish Beinayim, Lash Shvays and Prayin, Ishlefi Chalkai, Inami Hai Mishalshin, Lishna Ba'alma, who Michalkan and Prayin, Ben Shlashdan, who had Inami and Abahin, Mervoyin, Ayin Sham. And our Mishnah continues and brings examples. Kate said, He do Shuchai Vachavir, Messiah Zuz, Venim Suzaimim, Mishalsh Beinayim, that if the Edom testified that Reuben is Chayiv to pay Shimon $200, and then we find that the Edom was Zaimim, then we split up the payments between them, each one will pay the pro rata share. Avon Midu Shuchai Malkas. If Edom testified that Reuben is Chayiv Malkus, and then they're found to be Edom Zaymim, then each one of them would receive Malkus Abayim. And the Gemara begins, not immediately, that how do we know that Mishal Shem Malkus, and each one will receive a full set of Malkus? And Omar Abaya, Abaya says that's based on Xer Shova, has Nem Rosh Bechayiv Malkus, for Nem Rosh Bechayiv Mises Bezdin, Malaloni Mis Lamechza, Afkani Malkus Lamechza. The Pasuk uses the Loshin Rosh, Benegei Chayiv Malkus, as the Pasuk in Pashuk Kisei states, V'hayim bin HaKreisa Rasha, V'apilu HaShefet, V'yikol Ufan of Kederi Shasa B'mispa. Terry also used the Lashon Rasha, B'negei Chayiv Mises Bezdin, as the Pasuk in Pashuk Maaseh states, V'lei Sichu Koyful Nefesh Reitzeach, Ashehu Rasha Lomos, Ki Mois Yumas. Just like B'negei Misa, it's impossible to have Misa Lamechza, therefore we also don't have a concept of Malkus Lamechza. And of course, this works out very well, according to the Manda Armim that hold, that we could be done in Efshar, Mashiach Efshar, as Lamais is impossible to have Mitzvah Lemechza, while it's possible to have Malkus Lemechza. However, Ayin and Taisis and Menachis, as well as Bechiris, as well as Nivamis, who asked that according to Rabbi Kiva that hold in done Efshah Mashiach Efshah, then Lechiris, how can we learn Malkus from Misa? As B'negei Misa, it's E-Efshah to have Mitzvah Lemechza. However, B'negei Malkus, where it's Efshah to have Malkus Lechatoyin, so maybe we'd still have a concept of Malkus Lechatoyin. And Ayin and Taisis and other Rishonim who discuss this in detail, and one teretz that is given, that although Rabbi Kiva holds in done Efshah Mashiach Efshah, however, where we're learning something from Xerah Shava, then that concept doesn't apply. The Gemara continues, Rava Amah Be'in and Kashazom Lassus La'achiv V'leka, that the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Vasisim Le Kashazom Lassus La'achiv V'biata Rami Kibacha, and Lemaisa, these Edom wanted Reuven to have a full Malkus, and therefore, in order to be Mekayim, the Einish of Kashazomam, each one of the Edom have to receive a full Malkus Abayim. And the Gemara continues and asks, that Bishleim according to Abaya, that learned is based on Xerah Shava, so we only have the Xerah Shava B'negei Malkus, and we don't have the Xerah Shava B'negei Mamin. However, according to Rava, that learns that we have to be Mekayim Kasha Zomam, so we Hachi Mamin Ami, so why should the Chiyuv of Mamin be different, and why should the Mishnah teach us that Mishal Shem Mamin? And the Gemara answers, Mamin Mistarif, Malkus Loi Mistarif, and as Rashi states, Mamin Mistarif, Rekibo Masharot Slav Sidoi Ben Kulam, and Lemaisa, they wanted to make Reuven lose $200, and ultimately Reuven received back $200, and therefore it is a Kiyuv of Kasha Zomam, Masha'inkim B'negei Malkus, where Reuven's not getting anything, so each one of the Edom have to receive a full set of Malkus in order for it to be a Kiyum of Kasha Zomam. And Ayin Ritvohu states, Mom Mitzdarev Pirish Mitzdarev B'yodi Shelzeh Shoy Mechayiv and Miyos Avol Malkus She'ina Nena Sherisha Mekabel Klum Eina Mitzdarev B'yada Zeymen. Ayin Dachrinim are still bothered about this idea, and the Beis Halevi at the end of Pasha B'Shalach states that since each successive Makah is worse than the previous Makah, as a person becomes weaker, and therefore certainly each one hurts more, so then by splitting up the Makos, it will not be a Kiyum of Kasha Zomam, Ayin Shom. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and let's recall that really this should have been the beginning of Masechtas Makos, as the Mishnah should have stated, Ketze Edim Nasim Zaymim, and then the Mishnah should have brought the Dinim of this Mishnah. However, as the Gemara discussed in that phase, that since at the end of Masechtas Sanhedrin, we spoke about a scenario where the Edim do not receive the exact Kasha Zomam of the victim, therefore Masechtas Makos also starts off and teaches us other dinim where there would not be a chiyuv of kashizom at all. And as we saw in the case of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, or in a case where they wanted to send someone to Golus, then the einish for these edim would not be kashizomam, and instead would be chiyuv malchus. Now Mishnah now begins. Ein edim nasin zomim achi zimus atzman. The edim do not become edim zomim until other edim testify about the edim themselves. And the Mishnah now explains ketzad, and the Mishnah gives an example where these edim would not be considered edim zomim, and instead they would have a din of achasha, and the din of trey or trey would apply. And the scenario is amru meidim anu bishplaini shaharkas hanefesh, that if edim come to Bezdin and they testify that we saw Reuven kill Shimon on a specific day in a specific spot, and then other edim come to Bezdin and amru lahem, and they say to these original edim, heich atem edim, how could you testify that Reuven killed Shimon on that day in that spot? If Shimon, who was the victim, or Reuven, who was the murderer, was with us on that day in a different spot, so in edim zaymim, that is not considered a case of edim zaymim, and instead it would be considered a case of edim that machash each other, and the dinim of trey or trey would apply. And keep in mind that certainly one aid from one set and one aid from another set cannot testify together, as certainly one of these sets of edim are definitely edim shkarim. However, the Mishnah teaches us aval amru lahem, but if the second pair of edim come to Bezdin and they state heich atem edim, then how is it that you're testifying that Reuven killed Shimon in this spot on this day? But you were with us on that day in a different spot. That is a case of edim zaymim, which is teres mechadish to us that we believe the second pair instead of the first pair of edim, and therefore the inish of kashizomim would apply. And since the first set of edim wanted to have Reuven killed because Reuven killed Shimon, therefore the inish for the first set of edim is that we chay misa b'dei adam. And this is what the Mishnah meant when it stated in edim nas zaymim achi zimu esatzman. And as Rashi explains at the beginning of the Mishnah, she zimu isam beiske gufon v'loy beiske ahurig v'ahurig k'dem farash v'azol. And lemaisa, the second pair of edim are not saying that it's impossible that Reuven killed Shimon. They are just saying that it's impossible that you should be able to witness that Reuven killed Shimon, as it's impossible that you were there, as you were with us in a different spot. And the Mishnah now continues that if after the first set of edim came to Bezdin, and then Levi and Yehuda testified that the first set of edim were edim zemim, another set of edim came to Bezdin and also testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and once again Levi and Yehuda came to Bezdin and testified that we were also with the second pair of edim, and then a third pair of edim came and testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and once again Levi and Yehuda came and testified that this set of edim is also edim zaymim. So the Tanakhama holds that even if this happens 100 times, and after each set of edim come to Bezdin, Levi and Yehuda testify that they're edim zaymim, then we would still believe Levi and Yehuda, and all of the sets of edim would be put to death. However, Rabbi Yehuda Ime is status hizu ve'ena nereg al katar yishen bovad. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama, and he says that this is a conspiracy, as it doesn't make sense that every single time that edim come to Bezdin and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, that the same pair of edim now testify imanu yisem. Therefore, we would not believe Levi and Yehuda, and the only pair of edim that would be killed would be the first set of edim. And of course the Gemara will ask that if we don't believe Levi and Yehuda, then l'chur, the first set of edim should also not be killed. Na'im Rashi yistatis hizu ha'kata zois kachal edis sara v'satihi kach notu itza b'neim l'hazim es kol ha'bol ha'ed alav. Keep in mind that although Rabbi Yehuda taught us that we would not believe Levi and Yehuda and the edim zoyim would not be killed, but the ma'isa Reuven would also not be chay misa, as ultimately we would still not believe these edim that Reuven killed Shimon. And as we saw, Rashi explained that Lashon Estatis is from Lashon Sora Vesatya, and Ayin Ramban, who states, Klima Zeisa Kat Sabasi, Yitzavas Has Arad Bedam, Ka'odam Shetzeve Bestitz Vekoite, and it's a Lashon of dying, and it's as if Levi and Yehuda are trying to dye the entire world with blood. And similarly, Ayin entices at the top of that Hayim Rebbeiz. The Gemara begins and asks, Minani Mili, that how do we know this din of the Mishnah that Ine Edim Nasin Zemim Achezimu Es Atzman? And the Gemara explains, Amrav Ado was Samagurus, Amrav was Samagurus, Amrabo, the Amrakras, the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Vihine eat Sheker Aid, Sheker Ono Ba'achiv, and we learn, Achati Shaka Gufishal Edus, until you cause that the Guf of the Edim are considered Shakronim, and Ritva Perish, Vishaka Kamam Yusul Ludrasha, Shabbat Eid Atzmai Hoya Sheker, Shaloy Hoyasham. However, the Gemara brings another Makar from Pasha Asha Shaftim at Bereshmoltana that the Pasuk states Kiyakum Eid Chamas Be'ish La'anis Be'isara, and we learn Asha Tisra Gufishal Eidas. Once again, the Ritva explains Misuruhu Delay Bay Lemichta Bay, as the Pasuk could have stayed in La'anis Sara and didn't have to use the word Bay, Doksib Kiyakum Eid Chamas Be'ish El Bade Hachikama La'anis Be'atzma Shal Eid Sara. Ayin Rashi Pasha Mishpatim that states La'anis Be'isara Dovisha Inoy, that he actually testified something that was not actually reality. And Rashi states Shehusa Eid Hazem Mikola Eid Hazayis, and this aid was completely removed from this Eidas Ketzad Sha'amu Lehem Ba'lo Yimano Yisem Ba'isayim B'makam Pleini. Therefore, it's impossible that these Eidim were near the Maisa and near the place that they actually testified about. Gemara will now continue and bring multiple memories of Rava. As Amru Rava, Rava stated Bo Shnayim Ba'amru, if two Eidim would come and testify B'mizuch Bira Harg Pleini Senefesh, that Reuven killed Shimon while he was on the east side of a large building or a large palace, Ubo Shtein Va'amru Va'loi B'mayr Bir Yimano Yisem, and then two other Edim come and testify that the original two Edim were on the west side of his palace at that time. So Chazina and Sebezim would have to make a determination Ikad Kaim B'mayr Bir Mechzik Chazul Mizuch Bira Ein Elu Zemim, that if wild people were on the west side of this palace, that it's still possible to see all the way to the east side of the palace, then the original Edim are not considered Edim Zemim, as certainly it's possible that they witnessed this Maisa. However, Vimlav Hare Elu Zemim, but if it would be impossible for people to see from the west side of this building to the east side of the building, then certainly the original Edim would be considered Edim Zemim, and they would be Chai Misa. And the Gemara asks Pshita, that was the Chiddush of this din of Rava, and the Gemara responds, Ma'arit him, Aleichel Shon Har Barya, Kamash Blon, that one may think that we have to be Chayshish, that potentially these Edim had excellent eyesight, and therefore, although most people would not be able to see from the west side to the east side, but these Edim were able to see from the west side of the building until the east side of the building, and therefore maybe they would not be considered Edim Zemim. Kamash Blon, that although there's generally a din of Etzilu Eida, and we try to find ways not to kill people, however, Bezdin would not be Chayshish L'Nahir Barya, and the original Edim would be considered Edim Zemim, and they would be Chay Misa. Ayin Ritva points out that even in the Gemara's Habmina, when the Gemara sees that we may have a Habmina, that we should be Chayish L'Nahir Barya, that is only in order to save the Edim Zemim, in order that we should not be Mechayiv the Misa, as we can't say that they definitely did not see this Misa. However, certainly, even according to the Habmina, the Gemara never thought that we would actually believe the original Edim, and therefore we would kill Reuven based on their testimony, and certainly we would not be Chayiv Misa, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues with another member of Rava, the Amr Rava, Bo Shnayim Va'amru B'Surah B'Tzafra B'Chab B'Shapta Harg Pleini Senefesh. If two Edim come to Bezdin and they state that in Surah on Sunday morning Reuven killed Shimon, Bo Shnayim Va'amru B'Panya B'Chab B'Shapta Yimaru Yisim B'Nada, and two other Edim come to Bezdin and testify that the original two Edim were together with us on Sunday afternoon in Nada. So Chazina, so once again, Bezdin will have to determine that if it's possible for people to travel from Surah to Nada from the morning till the afternoon, then these Edim would not be considered Edim Zemim. But if it's impossible to travel from Surah to Nada, then certainly these Edim would be considered Edim Zemim, as it's impossible for them to have testified that Reuven killed Shimon in the morning in Surah, if ultimately we have Edim that testified that in the afternoon they were already in Nada. And once again, the Gemara is Pshita, the Lechari, this din of Rava, once again is Pashat. The Gemara responds, Marotem Malech Lishagam Leparcha, that one may have thought that we would not kill the Edim Zemim based on this testimony, as it's possible that although most people would not be able to travel from Surah to Nada from the morning to the afternoon, but if someone would use a flying camel or a very quick camel, then it would be possible to travel from Surah to Nada from the morning to the afternoon, and maybe they would not be considered Edim Zemim, and we would not be able to kill them based on this testimony, Kamash Blon, that we're not Chayish L'Gamal Parcha, and we would actually kill these Edim Zemim. And Ayin Rashi, Gamal Parcha, Min Gamalim Yeh, Shehim Kalim B'Mutzasam, Ke'oifa Pereach, but it's not literally a flying camel. And the Gemara continues, Va'amru Rava, and Rava stated, Bo Shnayim Va'amru B'chab B'Shab Tahar Pleni Senefesh, if Edim came on Tuesday and they testified that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday in a specific spot, Ubo Shnayim Va'amru Imanu Yisim B'chab B'Shab El Betray B'Shab Tahar Pleni Senefesh, and then two other Edim came and testified that it's impossible that the first pair would be able to say any testimony regarding Reuven killing Shimon on Sunday, as they were with us on Sunday. However, it's true that Reuven killed Shimon, but it didn't happen on Sunday, and instead Reuven killed Shimon on Monday. And even if the second pair of Edim testify that Reuven killed Shimon on Friday, which was prior to Sunday, and as Rashi states, and therefore really Reuven was subject to a chiyuv misa even before Sunday. Rava teaches us harei ilan arugin that the first set of edim are put to death and they consider edim zimmin. The edim to come sadi gavra labak talu as at the time that they testified, Reuven was not yet mechuyuv misa as it was not yet a gemar din. And ayin Rashi diba maschal my timea the edim to come sadi as Rashi states kishabo yoshlim shi b'shabes lehidalov. And on Tuesday when the first set of edim testified that Reuven killed Shimon, akati gavra labak talu, that Reuven was not yet a baktala, shleihur lo bebezdin, as no one testified regarding Reuven and Bezdin, and beilu have asinu moida have a miftah, and if Reuven would have come into Bezdin by himself and would have admitted that I killed Shimon, then Reuven would have been pata, and nimtza shehim v'yemachayv misa as mishein rei lamos, and therefore the original set of edim were trying to cause misa to someone that was not yet mechuyu misa. Ayin taisis diba maschal to beidna, where taisis bothered that how could Rashi say that if Reuven would have come into Bezdin before the edim and would have been moida, then it would have been pata. But v'loy nira the zelim mitzina dem kain kol chayv misas bezdin yachal hoydes v'lifta atzmai. As if you're going to say the concept of moida b'knas applies to a chiyuv misa as well. That any time someone will kill someone, they'll run to bezdin, they'll be moida that he killed that person, and they'll be pata for misas bezdin. And certainly that doesn't make sense. Therefore, Tesis explains v'nir lefarish la baktalu pirish koydim shdig medinai safiku d'shem lo yavo edim and v'im yavo edim, and even if edim will come, lo yehidus and kayim, it's possible that the edus will not be valid. However, as we'll see in a moment, once there's a gemar din, then certainly Reuven is considered bachiyuv. And if someone kills this person that is already on death row, then certainly they will be pata, as they murdered someone that was already a bakatala. And I am the mefarshim that explain that Rashi doesn't mean that there's a concept of meida b'misa that the pata. And it just means that if Reuven would have walked into Bezdin and would have admitted that he killed Shimon, then certainly ain't under Meis and Matzim and Rasha, and certainly Reuven at that point would not be Chayim Misa. And the only reason why Reuven is Chayim Misa is only based on the testimony of the original two Edim. The Gemara continues, and once again, Asin Rava, my Kamashmon, that what is the Chiddush of Rava? As if he's trying to teach us that the original pair of Edim are considered full-fledged Edim Zemim, and they will be Chayim Misa, even though Reuven will also be Chayim Misa, based on the Agada of the second pair of Edim. But Tanina, we already see this chiddush in the Mishnah Daf Vav Amud Beis, as the Mishnah teaches us that there are two separate peers of Edim that testify that Reuven killed Shimon. Then as long as we consider them as separate peers of Edim, then even if we find that only one set of Edim are Edim Zemim, but the other pair of Edim are not found to be lying and not found to be Edim Zemim, then certainly Reuven would be killed, and even so, the Edim Zemim would be Chayim Misa. And as the Mishnah teaches us, Lefikach im Nimtzeis Achas Mehen Zememes, Hu Vehine Rogin, that Reuven as well as the first set of Edim would be killed and the second pair of Edim would not be killed. And therefore, what is the Chiddush of Rava? And the Gemara explains, in Chinami, in this din of Rava, there is no Chiddush, and Sefer, Masha'en Kebigmah din, Istrichalei, and Rava only taught us the din in order to get to his Sefer and in order to teach us the following din, as Rava taught us, Bo Shnaim V'Amru B'chab B'shabta Nigma Din Shapleini, that in a case where Edim came to Bezdin on Tuesday and they testified that on Sunday there was already a Gemara din that Reuven is Chayim Misa based on the fact that he killed Shimon. So if a second set of Edim come and testify that it's impossible that you saw that there was a Gemar Din and Bezdin regarding Reuven on Sunday as you were with us on Sunday, however it's true that there was a Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa as already on Friday there was already Gemar Din and Bezdin, and even if the Edim testify that the Gemar Din happened on Monday, as Rashi states, that even though the second pair of Edim are saying that the Gemar Din happened after Sunday and after the date that the first Edim testified about, as the mice of the second pair of Edim are still moider that at the time that the first set of Edim said their testimony, they were actually testifying regarding someone that was already a Gavra Katela, as Lamai said it was already a Gemar Din that Reuven was Chayim Misa. Therefore, Rav is Mechadish to us that in this scenario, the first set of Edim would not be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara continued that just like Rav taught us this Din, that there's a chil between prior to Gemar Din and after Gemar Din, B'negei Achiyav Misa, so the same would apply, B'negei Edim Zemim, that testify that someone's Chayiv a Knas, and there's a chil between prior to Gemar Din or after the Gemar Din. And as the Gemara continued, Minis, Vichel in Tashlumi Knas, Bo Schneim Va Umru, Bechabi Shabta, Gonne Vitova Chumacha, U Bo Schneim Va Umru, Bechabi Shabta, Manu Yisem, and will betray Bishabta, Gonne Vitova Chumacha, Vloy Oyd Allah Filo Umru, Barish Shabbos, Gonne Vitova Chumacha. Once again, Rabbi teaches us Bishalmin, and since we're dealing with the case of Knas, therefore, Be'inu the Chamasadi, Gavula Batashluminu, as at the time that the first set of Edim testified that Reuven actually stole this item, and he was Tova Chumacha, Reuven was not yet a Batashlumin, as if Reuven would have come to Bezdin and been Moida that he actually stole this item and then he was Tavach HaMacha, and based on the cloud that Moida beknas is Potter, then certainly Reuven would have been Potter from paying Dal V'Hei. Therefore, the original Edom were trying to be Mechai Reuven to pay Dal V'Hei, and now that they were found to be Edom Zemim, they would be Chayiv to pay Dal V'Hei to Reuven. However, Rava continues, Bo Shnayim V'Amru B'Chab B'Shapta Gonav V'Tavach HaMacha V'Nigma Dinoi, that if witnesses came to Bezdin on a Tuesday and they testified that Reuven stole and he was Tavach HaMacha, and it was Nigma Dinoi on Sunday, and therefore Reuven is chayiv to pay Dal V'Hei, that you are Edom Zemim, as you couldn't testify regarding something that occurred on Sunday in this Makayim, as you were with us in a different place. However, L'maisa, your testimony is ultimately true, as L'maisa there was a Gemar Din that Reuven is chayiv Dal V'Hei, but that Gemar Din did not happen on Sunday. El Erev Shabbos, Ganav V'Tavach HaMacha V'Nigma Dinoi, V'Loi Oid, El Afilu Amru, Betray B'Shabta, Ganav V'Tavach HaMacha V'Nigma Dinoi, a Mishalmin. So in this case, the Edom Zemim will not have to pay, as the Be'inu the Kamisadi Gavur Batashlumin Hu, and as Rashi explained, Kashiidu Elu Alav Kvachayvu Bezdin V'Yavud Moidu Lo Yavud Miftar. And at this point, the Klala Moidu Beknas Potter doesn't apply, and therefore the original two Edim were not trying to be Mechayiv Reuven on something that he wasn't already Chayiv for, and therefore the Din of Kasha Zomam would not apply. And keep in mind, as Rashi explains, that this Din of Rava only applies B'negiyah Chiv of Knas. However, B'negiyah Chiv of Mammon, then even if the original Edim testified and they didn't testify regarding Gemar Din, that the Edim Zayim would still be Potter, since Lamaisa's second pair of Edim are testifying that even at the time that the first set of Edim testified regarding the Chiv of Mammon for Reuven, Reuven was already Chayiv, that Chiv of Mammon, for the same action. And as Rashi states in Dibel Maschel, the Be'idim, the Gemasadi, Gavrila Bat Hashlumenu, who Purusha Mishum, the Havi Matzal Mifta Nafshe Boyda, Ishtakach the Inu Avi Mafstle, however, the Dafka Knas, Avab Edis Mammon Paturin, but the Edim Zayim will be Potter if they testify regarding Edis Mammon, even if it was prior to Gemar Din. Shri Loya Mafsidna Isaklum, Achashu Mechuyev Oimed, and I in the middle of the Baron Tesis, where Tesis points out that Apple Gabdel Gabin and Foshis, Loyta Daneni Lubachyuva, that even though in a case where Reuven is Chayim Misa based on killing someone, then the Gemara stated that since it's prior to the Gemar Din, we don't consider Reuven to be a Bachyuva, and Tesis explained that the Mammon have a Karv Levade Shevro Edu V'Edu, that B'negir Chiyuv Mammon, it's much more likely that Edom will come and testify, and if they'll come to testify, it's much easier for them to be accepted by Bezin. However, Be'edus Nefashis, Be'inu Jewish V'Chikira, Oz Badei Aminon, the Koidim Shenig Medinoi, Lav Havi Bachyuva, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Gilian Ashas from Rabbi Kvega, who discusses this point as well, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah, where we saw Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, as the Mishnah taught us, Barachim Vezimum, Barachim Vezimum, Afilu Meo, Kulum Yaragu, and Rabbi Yehuda Ima, Istat Tzizu, Ve'inin Eregel, Katari Shein Bilvad, that we look at this as a conspiracy or some sort of a plot where these two Edim are plotting in order to make sure that Reuven will not be killed, and they're making sure to imazim every single pair of Edim that came to Bezdin to testify that Reuven killed Shimon. And we continue on Daf Heyon Beis, and the Gemara is, Lafir Rabbi Yehuda, Istat Tzizu, if we look at this as a plot and as a conspiracy, and as Rabbeinu Chananel states at the bottom of the Amid, Pirish Loi Nachnu Zeh, then why did Rabbi Yehuda state, In Nereg Al Katri Shein Bulvad, On Lachira Filu Katri Shein Nami Loi, since Levi and Yehuda are continuing to be Mazim, all pairs of Edom that come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, so we shouldn't believe Levi and Yehuda at all, and therefore, even the first set of Edom should not be Chayiv Misa, and should not be considered Edom Zeman. The Gemara answers, Amar Avo, Shekadu V'Hargoi, In Chinami, the first set of Edom should not be Chayiv Misa either, as they should not be considered Edom Zeman. Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about a scenario where immediately after Levi and Yehuda testified regarding the first set of Edom that the Edom Zemim, Bezdin already killed that set of Edom Zemim, and only after that point did the second set of Edom come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and then once again Levi and Yehuda testified that this second pair of Edom were also Edom Zemim, and as Rashi states, Shakadmu v'Hargo is a Katar Rishayna Koyim Shetovit Katshniya. However, the Gemara is, Maida Hava Hava, what would be the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? As certainly if that occurred, then we can't can't bring the first set of Edom back to life. And as Rashi states, and why would Rabbi Yehuda have to teach us any din b'negei katri sheina? And because of this question, Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains, that what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say is that if Levi and Yehuda would have only testified regarding one pair of Edom, then certainly that pair of Edom would be considered Edom Zemim, and they would be Chayim Misa. However, if there would be more than one set of Edom that would have been Huzam, then none of the sets of Edom would be Chayim Misa, and none of them would be considered Edom Zemim. However, the Gemara is bothered on this pshat of Rava as well, as Habavad Kama, Rabbi Yehuda stated, and if he wanted to teach us his din of Rava, then he should have stated, and as Rashi explains, that by the fact Rabbi Yehuda stated, the Lashem Uvad, Mashma Sheyesh Eidacheres, is Mashma, there were other Edom that testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and Levi Yehuda tried to also be Mazim them as well. And even so, it seems Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that the first set of Edom would still be Chayim Misa, and would still be considered Edom Zaymim, and therefore the Gemara ends off Kasha, and the Gemara does not bring a teretz to this question. And the Gemara continues and brings this story, and Rashi explains that this story doesn't have to do with Edom Zaymim, and instead it has to do with two Edom that came to the Beis Din, and they were machash each other in the Drishas v'Chakiris, and therefore they weren't accepted. And as the Gemara continues, Ahi Issa Dasoy Sadi Vishtaka, that there was a woman that came to the Beis Din, and they brought Edom, and the Edom were machash each other during the Drishas v'Chakiris, and therefore they weren't accepted. And then this woman left Bezin and brought another set of Edom, and these Edom once again machash each other, and therefore they weren't accepted. And finally, and she then went and brought another two Edom, and these Edom did not contradict each other. And Rish Lakish states that there's a chazaka that this woman kept bringing Edom Sheker, and therefore we won't accept these Edom. However, Rabbi Lezer responded to Rish Lakish, that certainly, even though that is chazaka that she brought Edom Shkarim, however, that doesn't pass all Klai Yisrael, and certainly there's no chazaka on Klai Yisrael that they would say to Edom Sheker, they would hire themselves out to testify falsely in Beis Din. And as Rashi states, the Gemara now continues, it brings a similar story that happened in front of Rabbi Ekron. As Zimna Haviyosfi Kamed Rabbi Ekron, there was a time where Rish Lakish Rabbi Elazar was sitting in front of the Rabbi Ekron, also Kai Maisel Kamayu, and this Maisa came in front of Rabbi Ekron. Once again, Rish Lakish stated that we can't accept any Edom that this woman brings, as there's already a chazaka that this woman will go out and hire Edom Shakronim, and therefore we can't accept any of the Haggadah Seidus. And this story, instead of Rabbi Elazar responding to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechron responded to Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechron felt that we could still accept this third pair of Edom. The Gemara tells us, that Rish Lakish looked at Rabbi Elazar in a bad way, and as Rashi explains, Rish Lakish turned his face towards Rabbi Elazar, and he looked at him with an angry face. Rish Lakish understood that Rabbi Elazar must have heard these words from Rabbi Yechron, and when he said this over to him originally, he didn't say it over B'Shem Amrei, and he didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yechron. And Ayin Rashi in Masechtas Ksubis that adds in three words, and he states, and therefore I wasn't mekabel from you originally, and I still stated the same psak in this case. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel points out, that if you would have told me that this is actually the sheet of Rabbi Yechron, and certainly I wouldn't have passed in this way in front of Rabbi Yechron. And as the Gemara tells us, Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Elazar, Shemas Mili Bar Nafcha, you heard this din from Rabbi Yechron, who is called Bar Nafcha, and you didn't say it over in his name. And Ayin and Rashi Misech the Sanhedrin, who explains Bar Nafcha, Rabbi Yechron, the Mikri Bar Nafcha, Bekul Hashas, Kamoy, as we find in Bar Metzia, Man Ayil Bar Nafcha, Nir Lemayri, the Avisha Rabbi Yechron, Havu Nafcha, the Rabbi Yechron's father was a blacksmith, Ulahachi Mikri Bar Nafcha, the Istimafashi Bar Nafcha, Al Shem Yefev, that he was called Bar Nafcha because of his beauty. And as we know, Shufri Rabbi Yechron, Main Shufri, the Yaakov Avinu, Ayin Ritvo points out, Umi Rabbi Lezad, Le Itkel Rabbi Yechron, Le Medov Bisham Imri, Ulay Le Shomim Menelazu Adayin, Afa Pishu Rabbi, that potentially, even though Rabbi Yechron was the Rabbi of Rabbi Lezad never heard this from his Rabbi, Ulay Le Chosha, Shakol Yodin, Shedvar of Divir Rabbi Yechron Rabbi, Kaiz Shom Bivamis, Al Yeshua, Kol Yodin, Shita Rasha Shomisha, that everyone knew that Rabbi Lezad said something over Bistama, then he must have been saying over something that he heard from his Rabbi, Rabbi Yechron, and therefore Rabbi Lezad did not feel the need to say it over in the name of Rabbi Yechron. And Agamar continues and points out, Lim Rish Rish Lakish, the Amakrab Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, and the Amakrab Banan, would we say that it comes out that Rish Lakish is actually going like Rabbi Yehuda, that we're choshish, that there was a status and some sort of a plot over here, and therefore we're not mekabel any further edus that this woman brings, and Rabbi Yechiel is not choshish for in status, Rabbi Yechiel would hold like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah that stated, Borachim Vizimum, Borachim Vizimum, Afilu Meo, Kulum Yarego. However, the Gemara explains that this is not necessarily the case, as it's possible to be mechalik between the case of our Gemara and the case of our Mishnah, as Amalek Harish Lakish, as Rish Lakish could respond, and not the Amalek HaFilu Rabbanon, that although in the Mishnah I could pass like Rabbanon, as Ad Kanle Ka'ami Rabbanon Hossam, the Lekka Kamahada, that in our Mishnah the Rabbanon Nachoshish for in status, as Lemaisa, no one is leaving Bezdin, no one is going to try to find new Edim, and as Rashi states, She'in Adam Chaz Achreim Lesachim Lagilim Tamid Lavi Lebezdin Ulahazim as Kolabayim, and it's leaving Yehuda, who are the same Edim that keep testifying regarding every subsequent pair of Edim, that they're all Edim Zaymim. In that case, we would not consider it in status. However, Aval Hacha, Ikaha, the Kahamahadra, the Lamaisa in our case, this woman kept leaving Bezdin and kept trying to find new Edim, and therefore we have to be Cheshish that maybe she's actually hiring these Edim in order to testify falsely. And as Rashi states, the Kahamahadra, Levakish Felischa, Edim Sheker. And similarly, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Echel Amalcha, and Rabbi Echel will respond, Anada Ami, Afil Rabbanon, and my Shita could even be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kamli, come Rabbi Yehuda Hassam, Darmina Atakula Amma, Gabi Hane Havakaimi. Certainly in our Mishnah, it makes sense that it's actually in status and some sort of a plot, as ultimately the same two Edim keep testifying that every subsequent pair of Edim were Yimanu Yisem, and it doesn't make sense that all these pair of Edim were together with Levi and Yehuda in one spot. Therefore, it must be Levi and Yehuda plotting in order to make sure that Reuven is not killed, and therefore they're stating that all the Edim are Edim Zemim. However, Abel Hacha, Hani Yadu Bisadusa, Vahani Lo Yadu Bisadusa. Although it's true that the first couple of pairs of Edim that came to Bezdin were not accepted by Bezdin, as they contradicted each other, but since this last pair of Edim that came to Bezdin did not contradict each other, therefore we could accept these pair of Edim and they considered Edim Kshirim. We begin with the new Mishnah, Edim Zim Nerogin Achig Ma'adin, that if Edim come to Bezdin and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, then the only way that the Einish of Kasha Zaman would apply is only if there was already a Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa. But if there was not yet a Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa, then although the Edim would be considered Pasol, the Maisa, the Einish of Kasha Zaman would not apply. And similarly, if Reuven was already put to death, then the Chiyuv of Kasha Zaman would not apply either. As we learned, Kasha Zaman will like Kasha Asa. And the Mishnah continues, Shari Tzedukin Oimrim Achi Harig Shinema Nefesh Benefesh, as the Tzedukin would say that the only way that Edim Zayim would be Chayim Misa is only if Reuven was already put to death. And as the Pasuk in Pasha Shevtim Benegei Edim Zayim states, Loi Sachi Sei Necha Nefesh Benefesh Ayin Ba'ayin Shein B'Shein Yod B'Yod Regel B'Regel. However, the Chacham argue on the Tzedukim, as Omulem Chacham and the Chacham respond to the Tzedukim, Valoi Kvan Nema, but the Pasuk in Shevtim states, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lassis La'ochiv Varei Ochiv Kayim. And as Rashi explains, that since the Pasuk uses Loshin Lassis La'ochiv Mashma Sharei Ochiv Adayin Kayim, as Mashma that Reuven is still alive and was not yet put to death. And the Chacham continue, V'im Kain Lomim Nema Nefesh B'Nefesh Yoch Mishosh Kibul Edusin Yahargu Tamalim Nefesh B'Nefesh Ha'in Nerogin Achig Mardin. And the Chacham explained that even though the Pasuk states Nefesh B'Nefesh, all the Torah is teaching us that the only way that Edom Zayim will be Chayim Misa is only if there was already a Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa, as at that point Reuven is a Bak Tola. And our Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Beribi Oime, and Rashi states that Beribi is the name of a person. Ayin Rashi Mesechtes Erevin that states that Beribi is not a name of a person, and instead it's like a title, and it means Adam Gadol B'Derei V'Chol Heicha Dekari Beribi Hachi Purushai. But as we will see, the Gemara will bring down from his father, and therefore Rashi feels that in our Gemara we should explain that's referring to the name of a person. When Maisa the Braisa continues that Beribi taught us Loi Hargoi Nerogin, that if the victim was not yet killed by Bezdin, then the Edim Zayim will be Chayim Misa. But Hargoi Ein Nerogin, if the victim was already killed, then the Edim Zayim will not be Chayim Misa. The Braisa continues, Amar Aviv, the father Beribi said to him, Beni Ilav Kavachemu, that L'chayr there should be Kavachemu. If Edim Zayim are killed, even if the victim was not yet killed, then certainly if they caused the victim to be killed, then certainly they should be Chayim Misa. However, Amaloi, his son, told his father, L'matan Rabbeinu She'ino Ein Shemen Adin, that L'maisa we have a limud, that we can't be Mechayiv someone Einish based on a Kal V'chaymo. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim states, V'ish Ashiyikach Es Achoyse Bas Oviv Oy Bas Imoy V'roa Savosa V'hisir Savosoy Chosat Hu V'nichvesu La'ini B'nei Amom Erv Es Achoyse Gilo Avoyna Yisa. And the Braisa states, Ein Le'el Bas Oviv Shloy shloi bas imoi, ubas imoi shloi bas aviv, that from the pashas of the pasuk, one would only know that one is chayiv in oinish if one is mezana with a half sister that is either the daughter of his father and not of his mother, or his mother's daughter that's not his father's daughter, bas imoi bas aviv minayin. And how we know that someone receives an oinish if he's mezana with his full fledged sister, talmud loyma eres achay segila. Therefore, the Torah continues and tells us eres achay segila that one is chayiv for being megala the erva of his full fledged sister. And the Brisa continues actually Eimar, that even prior to saying this pasuk yeshli bedin, we would be able to learn this based on a kavu chayma im onesh al bas aviv shloi bas imoi ubas imoi shloi bas aviv. So bas aviv bas imoi like kolshkein halamata shein oinish menadin, that certainly we could have learned a kavu chayma that if the Torah states that one receives an oinish for being mizana with his half sister, then certainly there's a kavu chayma that one should receive an oinish if he's mizana with his full sister. And from the fact that we had to learn this from a limud, so therefore we see that ein oinshim min adin. And the Brisa continues oinshim anu azor minayin, that we see from here that ein oinshim min adin. How do we know that ein mazir min adin? Talmud leima. So the pasuk in Achrei Mois teaches us ervas achoyscha basavicha basimecha moiledes bayis moiledes chutz loisigala ervasan. Once again, based on the pasuk of the pasuk, ein lel bas aviv shloi bas imoy bas imoy shloi bas aviv. However, bas aviv bas imoy minayin. Talmud leima. So two pasukim later, the Torah teaches us ervas bas ishes avicha moiledes avicha achoyscha hi loisigala ervasa. And we see that there's an azura for a full-fledged sister as well. And once again, the Gemara explains Achir lo yema, that even prior to having this limud, Yeshli Menadin would be able to learn this from a kavu chayma. As Marim Huzal bas imoy shloi bas aviv bas aviv shloi bas imoy, so bas aviv bas imoy lo kolshkein halamata she imazir menadin. And therefore, we see from here that imazir menadin. The Gemara continues that a Mishnah taught us ina idum zayim menaragin achig menadin, and the Rabbanan explained that we learned this based on a pasuk of nefesh benefesh, but l'chayru that pasuk is only relevant to a chiyum misa, and the Gemara therefore is chayvim malchus minayin. That how do we know that this same din applies b'negei chayvim malchus? And how do we know that in a case where edim testify that Reuven is chayvim malchus, that the only time that these edim zaymim will be chayvim malchus is only if they're found to be edim zaymim if there was already gemar din that Reuven is chayvim malchus? And the Gemara explains talmud leim rashi rasha, as the pasuk in pashas mesai b'negei din of fashas states ashehu rasha lamus, and the pasuk states in pashas kiseitze regarding the chiyum malchus v'hoyim bin akisa rasha. And therefore, we have a gzira shava to compare the chiyuv of edim zayim b'negei malchus and the chiyuv of edim zayim b'negei din nefashos. And the Gemara continues, chayv galus minayin. So although we see that this din should apply to chiyuv malchus, however, maybe this only applies b'negei chiyuv malchus that edim will receive based on the oinish of kasha zomam. And for example, if they testify that Reuven is chayv malchus, however, in the case where edim testified that Reuven is chayv to go to galus, as they testified that Reuven killed Shimon b'shoigeg. And in that case, once they become Edom Zemim, the Chayiv Malkus, not based on a kim of Kasha Zomam, but based on the love of Lysan of Re'echa Yitzchakar, and on the Pasuk of Etzdiku Etzadik, Be'eshiru Serasha, V'hoyim Bin HaKlai Serasha. So how do we know that in that case, the only way that it would be Chayiv Malkus is only if there was already a Gemara Din that Reuven's Chayiv Golis? And the Gemara explains, Asi Reitzeach Reitzeach, as in Pashas Masai, the Torah states, Yumas HaReitzeach, and it says, B'negei Achiyav Golis, Lona Sham Reitzeach. Once again, we have a Gzir Shava between the din of Ritzicha and the din of Golos. Ayin Rashi Diru Maskel Chayiv Golos Minayin. The Hani Hoyel V'Lab Medin Kasha Zomim Komis Rabu Le'Osim Malkus Adu Megzir Shava De Rasha Rasha. The Mehulei Alfin and all Edom Zayim Sheshiu Anidan Lukais High Rasha Rasha being Dining Siv, as we previously explained. And Ayin Taisa Diru Maskel Chayiv Malkus Minayin. We Taisa Is Bim Tema V'Amay Loi Boy Nami Chayiv Momim Minayin. The In Mishal Momim Atshig Bedina Alpiam. That why in the Gemara also is. What is the makar that if Edom Zemim came to try to be mechayiv some mamin, that the only time it'll be chayiv is only once it was a gemar din? And Taisus answers v'yishloim ad chamoyd bedina nefashis dashina ad sheik medina mikra de nefesh ben nefesh dechsev beedom zemim k'moy king siv mamin beedom zemim dechsev, as in the same pasuk it states yad biyad the mafki minay the mina mishalmin v'dashina minay ad sheik gemar din. Gemara continues and brings a story that's relevant to our mishnah based on the fact that the tzedukim held that the only way that Edom Zemim are killed is only if that plot actually worked, only if the victim was killed. And the Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, Wasama and Agurus, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, and Agurus, Om Yehuda ben Taboi, and Rabbi Nechama, that you should not see any consolation. And as Rashi states, Lawyer Rabbi Nechama of a Gemara Hafchay Lubracha, and the Gemara used the Lashon of Sagina, and Rashi brings another Pshat, Pirish Acha, and Rabbi Nechama Nishba, that he swore, Yemusa Banov, that my children should die, and Rabbi ben Chamasan, and I will have to be consoled. As he continues, if I didn't kill one Eid Zaymim in order to show that we don't pass like the Tzedukim, and as we learned in the Mishnah, that the Tzedukim stated that the only way that Eid Zaymim would be Chayim ben Oynish and be Chayim Misa is only if the victim was actually killed, even though only one of the Eidim were actually Huzam, I still was Chayim Misa to that witness, and Amal Shimon ben Shetach, and although we know that the entire lifetime of Shimon ben Shetach, he was fighting against the Tzedukim, but he still felt that we couldn't fight the Tzedukim in this manner, as this is against the Halacha, even based on how Rosh Hashanah, you can't go and kill an innocent man, and therefore Shimon ben Shetach stated that Rabbi Nechama, Im Lo Shefach Dam Naki, Sherei Omru Chachamim, Ein Eidim Zayim Nerogen, Ashi Yizu Mushteim, Vein Leiken Ashi Yizu Mushteim. Once again, he used the Lashon Shvuah, and he stated, I should not see any consolation if you didn't actually kill someone that was completely innocent. As Lemaisa, we know that the only way that Eid Zayim are Chayim Misa, or that they're going to be Chayim Malkas, is if all the Eidim are actually Huzam, but if only one of the Eidim, or only part of the group of Eidim are Huzam, and the Oynish of Kasha Zomam does not apply, and the Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga adds in, Ve'im Mishal Memamun Ad Shizu Mushteim, and the same din applies, but the Geyadina Mamun says well, and as Rashi brings down, Shrei Omru Chachamim Masnissin Hi, and as we will see in the next Mishnah, Mashnaim Ein Erogen Ad Shizu Mushteim, Dechsiv Ve'in Eid Sheka Eid, Ba'om Amar, and as the Gemara Mesechtes say to teach us, Chom Mokim Shinama Eid, Harei Kan Shtayim, Ad Shiyif Lecha Kosov Echad, and the Brisa tells us, Miyad Kibbalav Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboi, Shein Emer Ra, El Lufnei Shem Ben Shetach, and immediately Yehuda Ben Taboi was mekabel on himself, they would not be Moir Ra, and he wouldn't paskin unless he does so in front of Shimon ben Shetach, as in this way, if he makes a mistake, Shimon ben Shetach will be able to correct him. And Lemaisa, since Yehuda ben Taboi killed this innocent person, Kol Yom B'Shul Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, Ha'yimishtateach Al Kivri Shal Oysar Eid V'yikril Nishba, that for the rest of the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, he would lie down on the keva of this aid, and he was asking him forgiveness, and he was begging him for mechila, and there was a voice that was heard from the Beis HaKvaris, U'chesfurina Omloima Kriyusar Harig, and all the people thought that this was the voice of the victim, and Omar and Yehuda ben Taboi stated, Kriyul Shalihu, that it is my voice and not the voice of the victim. Teda, and I'll bring you Raya, Shrei Lomachu Meis, in Kriyul Nishma, as tomorrow I will die, and you'll no longer hear this voice, and therefore it'll prove that this voice was always mine, and it wasn't the voice of the victim. And Rashi explains that the reason why they couldn't verify whose voice this was, as Shemim Kriyul B'Laila, and they heard this voice at night, Oy B'Yoyim, or they heard it during the day, but they didn't see who was speaking. When the Gemara states, Omele Rav Acha, B'Reidu Rav, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Dilma B'dina, Kambadei, Inami Piusei Paisei, that even though once Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi died, they no longer heard his voice, it wasn't necessarily a raya that this was the voice of Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, as it's possible that once he died, that they had a din teren shemayim, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi was able to be mefai as the victim, and that's why the voice was no longer heard. And Ayin entices Masech Tzchagig on Dr. Zion, where he is, that how could it be that this would actually occur and that Yehuda ben Taboi would kill an innocent man if we have a cloud that filu behemtim shal tzadikim, that no takkala comes through them. And Ayin entices, who states a famous yisayid, that the only time that we say such a cloud is only b'negiya dvar achila, as when someone eats something that's asa, it's been tamtim saliv, but this cloud doesn't apply to other takkalais or other yisurim. And Ayin other yishayim, who discuss this point as well. And before we finish, let us point out that although we always state that the klal is kasha zomam v'loy kasha asa, and it's mashmur that we learned this from the words of kasha zomam, and we learned that idim zemim are only chayef for what they planned, and they won't be chayef for what they actually accomplished. However, our mishnah taught us that we actually learned this from the word la'achiv, and as Rashi taught us, that's mashmur that la'achiv adayin kayim, and ayin rishayim that is, that l'maisa we have multiple times in the Torah where we see the lashon achiv that it actually refers to someone that died, and as we know, b'negei yibum, that the Torah states l'hakim l'achiv shem, and certainly over there, his brother already died, and he's still considered achiv, and ayin rishayim who discussed this point, and the Ritva points out that certainly b'negei yibum, where the Torah is speaking about someone's actual brother, then certainly that person is still his brother even after he dies, but when the Torah is speaking about a general term achiv, which refers to someone in Klal Yisrael, then we would only use the word achiv if achiv adayin kayim, ayin sham, and ayin and other rishayim, and we will stop over here.